You know who this would be really good for? Single parents. Single parents, because as single parents, we don't think about quality. Often we're just getting on with it, right? We get to the getting on with it, doing our best, putting ourselves out there. If we're working, it becomes quality time over quantity time, and you've got to make every minute count. And sometimes it can feel like crisis to crisis. And we don't invest in ourselves in that time. And you know what? Children learn from what they see us do, not from what we tell them to do. So I think that single parents do need support. Anyhow, it's not what I think, actually. Forget what I think. They're much smarter people. One of those smarter people is Dr. Elzette Fritz, who's an educational psychologist and a supervisor for practitioner training at the University of Johannesburg, talking about empowerment of single parents. Hello, how are you, Dr. Fritz?
Good day to you. I am very well, thank you, and I really appreciate already what you've said, so do not discount it.
Okay, well, I hope not. Look, I did my job. I think I did a pretty good job, but I think that it's very, very hard for parents today. We're raising children, a generation of children who don't know how to hear the word no. They have a meltdown, and sometimes it feels like, you know, being a child's friend is just the easier way than saying, no, this is discipline, right?
Indeed. You've touched on a couple of things there. It's hard for parents in the plural, or yes, for caregivers, plural, yes, to raise children in today's society. It is even harder if it is only one caregiver. So that's the one part. The other part is, yes, indeed, our parenting styles have changed over the last couple of years. And I do think people sometimes confuse discipline and punishment with each other.
What's the difference?
So if you think of discipline, it's how do I teach my children on an age-appropriate level to develop self-control? Whereas punishment is you are going to be punished for something you did wrong. And sometimes it is even an unintentional wrongdoing if you think about developmental age and stage. And then a child is raised with fear, whereas discipline is not fear-based. It's how do I guide my child to ultimately make wise decisions whilst acknowledging that there are consequences for behavior, and the consequences are not necessarily of a physical punitive manner.
Oh, that's interesting. So may I give you an example, and then
yes,
as an expert, you can tell me what your thoughts are, what you would suggest. So a family walking together, and there's a two-year-old child who's with the family, and that two-year-old child runs into the road where cars are coming. The child doesn't know, but that is such a very severe mistake to make. What would be appropriate discipline or punishment? Would you discipline them, or would you punish them?
I would discipline, because this child didn't purposefully do something wrong. The child acted under supervision, do I add, into the road. So everyone knows from a two-year-old, you can expect the unexpected. So you have to be heightened vigilant, more even so when you are walking next to a road. So a child of 2 years of age, you have to hold a very firm hand. Obviously, a parent is going to be very frightened. Yes. And often we act on that fear.
Yes.
And so it's not uncommon for me to then hear a child even being hurt and then still being hit,
yes,
on the way to the hospital or to the doctor. So that is already fright upon fright. And that can cause long-term trauma. It's a completely different scenario if I'm working with a 13-year-old who's running into the road. Then I'm working with a different context. So I think we have to look very carefully at what do we regard as undisciplined behavior?
Yes.
What is maybe an erring on the side of the caregivers? You could very easily have given me an example of a two-year-old falling into a swimming pool and nearly drowning.
Except that a two-year-old would have adult supervision. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
So you have to consider what is the developmental stage, how far has that neocortex critical thinking developed?
Yes.
How accountable can I hold my child, and how accountable am I actually in that moment? And that's why it's actually so important that there must be more than one caregiver available. It is so hard already with two. If it's one person, it really makes parenting challenging because the demands are so big.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And, you know, often we talk about toxic masculinity. And I look at South Africa and I look at South Africa's children and I think that toxic masculinity is the absence of masculinity because there
Indeed.
Are so many fathers who are absent.
Yes.
And your children need your energy. Yes.
Yes. So when we're thinking about single parent households or caregiver households, we're not just thinking about the stereotypical context of there was a divorce and now it's a single caregiver household, or there was death. It can also entail another caregiver that's absent, like a father figure, that's working to the extent of not being present in the family. It can also be someone that is physically or mentally struggling.
Yes.
And so then the body might be there, but the heart and the soul isn't available. And I get many of those examples, and sometimes those caregivers struggle even more than my more stereotypical ones because the society is not aware of the struggle that's happening in the four walls.
Exactly, and behind closed doors. It's so interesting what you're saying, because if I think about society and I think about drug addiction, you know, there's been this massive elevation in drug addiction. All of a sudden, we're seeing young fathers. We're seeing drug addiction in young families, and any kind of substance abuse is going to be that emotional unavailability. And that's what your children are going to connect to. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. So we have to ask ourselves, why is there that increase in the need to escape? And I don't think that's a difficult one to answer. I mean, since 2020, the whole world has gone chaotic. The stability and the routine that we became accustomed to amidst chaos was turned completely upside down. From a financial point, from an economic point of view. And so many, not only our young fathers, but I find it in even the older generation, are trying desperately to escape what they can't tolerate.
Yeah.
What becomes too difficult, the burden becomes too difficult.
Amazing.
And that unfortunately has huge ramifications on a systemic level, specifically rippling down to our children.
Amazing. So you're going to be doing this talk, this workshop, it's happening at the David Lopati Center Auditorium. It's happening this coming Wednesday at 7:15 for 7:30. It's R50. It is at the David Lopati Center. That is at Sandringham Gardens at the Johannesburg Chev. And talking about empowerment of single parents. Dr. Elzette Fritz, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for the opportunity,
thank
and I look forward
much.
To touching base with people.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic, you know, and I think that if you are a single parent, then go and get the support for sure. That's Dr. Elzette Frist. She's going to be talking. It's David Lopati Center Auditorium this coming Wednesday, 30th of July. It's 7:15 for 7 p.m. To RSVP, get in touch with the Chev. The jhbchev.co.za is 50 Rand. Go on. Go and do it. You know you want to.